The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
I'm going to have
Hello?
To I'm here.
Oh, good. I have a question about my boyfriend and birth control.
Okay.
We've been together 5 years. I live in Mexico City, so we're from different countries.
Where is he from?
He's from here, from Mexico City.
Okay.
We've known each other for 10 years and been together for 5.
How old are you, Cookie?
I'm 37, and he's just about to turn 33.
Okay.
Okay. We've both decided that we don't want to have children, and we can't seem to agree on a type of birth control to use. And my argument, and there's sort of a subtext to this, my argument is if we both have decided that we want to be together and we don't want to have kids, then the easiest thing would be for him to get a vasectomy.
Not so. Actually, not
Sorry?
So. Not so, actually.
No.
But keep going. Oh. Then we'll come back to your argument.
Okay. Well, there goes my argument. But,
Oops.
So, most guys are pretty, you know, cross their legs and talk about this anyway. But I guess my fear kind of behind this is I'm worried that because of our age difference in about 5 years, he might decide, maybe I do.
Yeah.
And then I'll be kind of screwed because... it'll be too late.
Okay. So, let me say a couple things to both of you. All right?
Okay.
First of all, if you guys were coming to me as clients, I would say you guys need to find some reliable form of birth control. You're both too young to make decisions about permanent sterilization. And I would argue that, that at in the next 7 or 8 years, it's going to be, kind of taken out of your hands. But I think both of you are still too young. Him at 33, you at 37, to make, because I think you have to consider either tubal ligation or vasectomy as permanent, even though both to a certain extent are reversible, but you can't count on them. And so that's number one. I would not have either of you do anything at this moment except have really good, reliable birth control. And that may be putting you on the shot or him using a condom every time or yada yada, number one. Number two, I think, as you point out, that men are much more emotionally invested in some ways in their virility than women are in their femininity when it comes to sexual organ. Number three, when you're talking about the ethnic differences between, for example, Mexican men and, I think you're just talking about a huge, macho issue there, which is, and I'm not trying to be chauvinistic or dealing with caricatures, but I think that it is an issue. Number four, to really deal with your specific issue up front of which is easier, that a vasectomy physiologically or surgically is probably the easier of the two. But in terms of effect on your body, there were really a bunch of studies that were done. They're fairly old studies because vasectomy was very, very popular in the late 70s, early 80s, not so much anymore. But there seemed to be some indication because the issue about vasectomies, I'm sure you're aware, is they just cut the vas. So the sperm, it's still created. It just doesn't get through. It's not ejaculated. So what happens to it is the question. Well, the answer is it's absorbed in the body. And the problem is it's protein. There seems to be some indication that in some individuals, and it's unclear whether it's across the board or just men who are susceptible, is it can increase the probability of autoimmune diseases and heart issues because it's foreign protein. It's protein out of place, and it gets autoimmune responses. So in the long run, the tubal ligation, even though it is, it's belly button surgery most places now, you don't have to go to the hospital for it. It can be done as an outpatient, is easier and less problematical to the woman than it is to the man physiologically, let alone psychologically. But I would say to both of you, and I get it. Birth control is a pain in the neck when both of you want to have an active sex life and you really don't want to have kids. But I would still say that under 40, it's too soon for either of you to make decisions for the rest of your life, let alone your relationship.
Well, could you recommend something out there? Because I don't want to put anything really foreign. I don't want to do kale.
Well, I
don't really see a lot of options.
Well, I hear what you're saying. thing, and I'm not a huge fan of the pill, so I'm not a huge fan of the shot. I think that cervical cap is something because it can be left in place for a long period of time, as opposed to a diaphragm. A diaphragm and foam is not particularly elegant, but it's pretty effective. Using a condom, and I think the issue of shared responsibility is not something to overlook when you're talking about something as fragile and important as a sex life. So I think at this moment, yeah, I would say, look, let's talk about, you know, I'll get fitted for a cervical cap or diaphragm and foam. You use a condom, and we can sort of be, you know, for half the month, we're probably okay to be a little bit, you know, wackier. But I just think you have to talk about permanence here, and the two of you are already having some issues about who does it and how do you do it. But I think your issues are legitimate and valid, but I think saying that a vasectomy is an easier, surgically, they're really about the same. The issue used to be with a tubal ligation. It was his abdominal surgery. And now it's really not. It's still, again, any surgery needs to be taken seriously, but it's not the surgery that it once was 25 years ago. And in terms of long-term physiological effects, let alone psychological effects, I think you're better off. But I still think you're too young. I wouldn't recommend it for you either. So I know I put you right back in the soup. In the spermy soup, didn't I?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess it kind of comes back to me with my fears too, if we don't.
No, I hear what you're saying, and maybe the deal is to sort of see how the two of you get. Would it feel any better if the two of you were married to each other or not?
She wants to. I don't really want to. She doesn't want to live in the U.S., but it's really no point. I mean, I don't really. I've been married before. I'm not really.
Do you have children?
No.
And he doesn't either.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got some perfectly legitimate issues, especially we're dealing with a younger man who's never had children. But I still would argue that at this stage, it's not only, I'm not sure it'll stabilize your relationship, to be quite honest. He's clearly resistant about it. If he had kids, he already had kids and said, I don't want to have any more kids, I think that's one thing. Given the fact of the difference in age, the difference in culture, and the fact that he's not had kids, I'd put it off a little bit longer. I'd just use reliable birth control. As messy as it is. James, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'll start off with a little bit of history. I've known this woman for 25 years. She's my wife. I've known her over 25 years. We've been married for 14. 2 years ago, I went nuts and I left. And the whole time I was gone, all I thought about was her. And
why did you leave?
I figured out I'm a stuffer. What I did is anything that I in the whole time my wife and I were married and together, I only raised my voice to her twice. And what happened was is that anything that would bother me or anything, I would stuff it inside. And one day...
Sounds like you've been in therapy.
I've been in therapy. I went about 6 times, but I found it wasn't. And what had happened is I met a woman through a motorcycle club that I rode with, and I ended up being with her for a while.
Stuffing.
Not stuffing, but I left my wife for this woman, and then I was away for, once I was away for about 8 months from my wife, and then I moved back home with my parents, and I kept arguing myself to go back to my wife, and I kept fighting myself.
What's the question today?
Well, the question is that I've left the woman that I was with, and I've tried to reconcile with my wife, and we've gone out for a little bit. We talked on a Monday.
Are you actually divorced from her?
I'm not divorced. No, we're just still separated.
James, I need a question before we run out of time.
Okay. The question is, I want to know how I can try and win her back.
Well, I'd stop the stuffing nonsense because that's all about you. James, the reason she's angry is you left her for another woman. That's what you're going to have to deal with. The stuffing stuff is really great for therapy, and maybe you need to learn to talk better. But she really doesn't give a tinker's damn about you now yelling at her when you left her for another woman. You're going to have to convince her that you made a grievous mistake. And you also are going to have to convince her that that you left the other woman, not the other woman left you. And you're also going to help her understand why you went after another woman.
Yeah, I mean, the stuffing thing sounds really kind of cute and appropriate for a T-shirt, but has nothing to do with her fury at you. I mean, she didn't care. I mean, that's your issue about the fact that maybe you need to be a little bit more forthcoming about what you want. But what's going to stick in her craw is that you left her for another woman. So, you know, that's, I think, what you need to reconcile with her is that... why, you know, why another woman seemed appropriate for you, and why it was a mistake, and why you're not going to do it again. And as I said, hopefully you left that woman as opposed to her leaving you, because if she left you, what your wife is going to feel is if she crooks her little finger and wants you back, that you'll go. So lose the stuffing. Focus on the infidelity. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
I'm going to help you, Janet.
I'm going to try to make a really long story kind of short and get right to the point.
Good woman.
My
brother married my best friend, well, a girl okay. who used to be my best friend for okay. many years. And it was a second marriage for both of them. And I was kind of shocked when they got married.
How long ago did they marry?
They married 5 years ago.
How old are you?
I'm 40.
And how old is your brother?
My brother's 6 years older than me.
Okay. And your best friend's basically about the same age you are?
In between the two of us.
Okay. And how long have you been best friends?
10, 15 years.
Okay.
Okay.
So did you introduce them to each other?
Well, she would commonly come to my parents' house and for holidays.
Right.
She wasn't all that close with her family, and she came to my family's house for a holiday, and my brother was there, and they met. I got sick, so I went home, and they hit it off.
Okay.
Now, they got married, and 3 months after they got married, she started having an affair.
Ooh.
And, you know,
Did she tell you?
No. We were, like, kind of having difficulties at that time, and I just said, I'm not going to deal with her. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, stay out of it. You know, I got a call from my brother one morning at 1 o'clock in the morning. I lived an hour away from him. He was sobbing. He's a recovering drug addict. He's really got it together. He's got a great job. And, you know, he told me he was freaking out. I left my house, you know, drove to his house, and he told me what was going on. And he's just like, I want to take my stuff and leave. So I said, okay. I helped him pack his stuff. Was very supportive of him, and obviously I'm going to take my brother's side over anybody's side. He's my brother. How can I turn my back on your family?
Okay.
My whole life, even though he's older, I'm always I'm emotionally older. You know, he's hung out with my friends. I deal with all
So where are we going on this, Cookie?
Well, they got back together.
Okay.
And prior to them getting back together, the night that he removed everything, he had taken the family dog because, unbeknownst to me, he told me that she maced a 10-pound dog. She turned around and called the police, and he went to my parents' house and accused him of abuse, which never happened. She ended up dropping it. The police went to my parents' house with their guns drawn, and my parents almost had a heart attack. My parents were heartbroken that she would do something like that.
Keep moving me along. I know there are lots of juicy details here, but what's today's question?
Okay. I didn't talk to they got back together, didn't talk to him for 5 years. A year ago...
I thought they'd only been together 5 years.
This happened like 3 months after they were married.
Okay.
Okay, after that, I didn't talk to my brother because there was a bunch of stuff going back and forth. I said, I'm done with you. She had gotten sick, and...
Why did you stop talking to your brother? Because he went back to her?
Partially because he went back to her, and partially because there was a lot of bickering between her and I, and I would never involve my brother with it. He called me up. She had gotten sick. I called him and said, how is she? Because he had said she was severely ill, and I, you know, wanted to know, make sure she was okay. And then he called me, and she owes me a lot of money, and I have a necklace.
Janet, what is today's question?
Well, today's question is, after 5 years, I heard from my brother.
No, Janet, that isn't what a question is. A question is, got a question mark at the end of it.
That's
not going to be a question.
Do I have to put a smile on my face and deal with her to have a relationship with my brother?
Probably. Realistically. Janet, look, for just a moment, we took everything out of the equation. We took the fact that she was your best friend. We took the fact that he was your brother out. When you get involved with a marital couple in a dispute, you got a problem because they're going to get back together and blame you. And that's just inevitable, and presumably it may have happened to you. Most of us learn not to get in the middle of a domestic dispute. Cops know it's the world's most dangerous situation for exactly this phenomenon. There's too much emotion involved, and the couple who were just mad at each other can turn on the peacemaker and get back with each other, and then you're in jeopardy. But as you point out, this is your brother, you love him. This is also your best friend that you have loved in the past. I would play stupid and cheerful, but I would learn the lesson. lesson from this, which is when you've got a marital problem, call somebody other than me, because I can't remain objective. I hear all this awful stuff from you about the other one, and then I don't want to be involved with the other one, then you get mad at me about it. So here's the deal. You know, I will accept you as my best friend. I will accept you as my brother. I will accept you as a couple, but I don't want to hear about any of the day-to-dayness. I won't listen to it. I'm not party to it. I'll never want to listen to it, whether you're together or apart, because that way you can salvage perhaps not as deep a friendship with either of them as you had initially, but at least a superficial kind of we can get along and see each other in holidays. But yeah.
I have no desire to be friendly with her.
Janet, you asked the question, and I answered the question, which is the price of admission to your brother being civil to her? The answer unquestionably is yes. Even though I know in the past he badmouthed her, he said all these things, that's what I'm trying to help you understand, is that it's independent of the relationship. If you didn't care about either of them, you could walk away from both of them, but you care about your brother, and the price of admission to your brother is to be stupid and cheerful around your ex-best friend, because otherwise you're going to be out. He will choose her over you, just as you would choose him over her, but on slightly different dynamic. I mean, yeah, the answer is that you have to pretend none of this happened and learn the lesson that you don't want any more information about what goes on in their intimate life, positive or negative.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. That was a thank you for your time call, wasn't it? But it's true. Yeah, the point being that that people, look, the reason that people unload is because they're feeling that they want an ally, right? That most of us, that's why people sometimes are a bit disappointed in me, because they'll call up and go, no. And what they want me to say is that person's terrible, and what you should do is pray to have their toenails ingrown. But that's not my job, number one. Number two, that's kind of a pointless exercise, because the behavior you can control is not someone else's, it's yours. So the people tend to look for an ally when they're unhappy with somebody. I'm the right one, they're the wrong one. And so it becomes very complicated for the person who's hearing the confession, because they really are put in the position of either having to go along with that agenda that says, okay, yeah, you're right and they're terrible. At which point, what happens when the person who was using you as a confessor makes up with the other person and wants you to come over for dinner? Yeah, because you're left with all that negativity about the other person. And so, on the other hand, if when that person comes to you and says, well, you know, maybe there's another point of view, or then they're not going to come to you anymore, and you're going to lose them as a friend. So the only way that you have any possibility of maintaining, and this isn't even true, I mean, this is an unusual case, and it's a best friend and a brother, but even when it's not that, to say, look, if you want me to be involved with you and the two of you as a couple, you can't use me as a sounding board for this, because it'll prejudice me against this person, and then it's hard for me to be neutral. And certainly when it's a family member saying, look, you can talk with me about anything but this. Because it's a trap, it really is. The reason we fall into it is because we get to hear all the cool stuff. But it's not cool, and it's not good. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So, Mandy, what are we doing here? Are we doing an email or a program director thing?
We are going to do a program director question.
All right.
Got one that just came in yesterday.
Okay.
After the program. It's from Stephanie. Stephanie says, how can introverts maximize their potential and make their voices heard in an extroverted world, particularly concerning the workplace? It's hard for an individual's positive actions and accomplishments to stand out when that person isn't really a charismatic people person who actively seeks the limelight. Also, what types of careers work best for introverted people? If a quiet-type individual is stuck in a career that is not well-suited to his or her personality, what can he or she do best to fit in with others, to avoid feeling drained from too much interaction,
to reduce stress, etc.
Okay, let's start at the very beginning of that letter because there were like 15 different questions that are inherent in that question. All right, so the first reread the first sentence, the first couple sentences for me again.
How can introverts maximize their potential and make their voices heard in an extroverted world?
Okay, stop.
Okay.
The answer is inherent in the question of how do you make your voice heard? You speak up. And quite often, the notion that the people who talk the loudest are the ones that are heard the most is not necessarily accurate. Think about the people you know, and there's probably at least one blabbermouth of somebody that you know, but there's probably at least one person that speaks very seldom, but when they do speak, everybody listens because they speak seldom, and when they do speak, they have something to say. So the answer is really inherent in the question, how do you get your voice heard? Well, first of all, you speak up, and second of all, you have something to say when you speak up. So you're not just blathering, that you make a contribution. And whether it's a discussion about movies or about something at work or whatever, that you have organized your thoughts, that you are articulate, which may mean that you practice a bit. It may be that you take a course in public speaking, which is fine. But the idea is that the only way to be heard is actually to say something. And the best way to be heard in a positive way is to say something that's meaningful. So know what you're going to say. Be organized about it. It's even okay to have notes. It's okay to be nervous about it. That public speaking is the number one fear of both men and women. So even all those extroverts who are getting up and speaking are not necessarily feeling all that comfortable about it, but they just do it. So part of it is forcing yourself to do it, making sure when you do say something that you have the additional confidence of knowing that what you say is true or relevant or practiced. Okay, so that's number one. All right, keep going.
Second part of the question was, it's hard for an individual's positive actions and accomplishments to stand out when that person isn't really a charismatic people person.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
You don't have to be charismatic. I mean, charisma is its own particular issue, and I think either you have it or you don't, but you can certainly be friendly, you can be knowledgeable, you can be reliable, you can be punctual, you can be supportive. So there are lots of ways of being heard, of being appreciated. That charisma is its very own particular kind of area, and I think people either have it or they don't. And I think one person's charismatic figure may be another person's pain in the neck. So it may be one of those virtues that, whether it's oversold or not, I don't know that there's a way of becoming charismatic. I think there's a way of becoming reliable, of becoming important, of becoming respected. But I think I would just take charisma out of the mix completely, because charismatic people quite often are not always, I just said are quite often, which means not always, isn't. That charisma may be that this person is the face of the product, but not necessarily the one that people rely on. I just think you take charisma out of the mix completely, because, I don't think it's something you can develop, but you can develop being reliable, being punctual, being supportive, and all of those things are valuable and are appreciated. The charisma stuff, you know, I know as many people who are probably intimidated by charisma as drawn to it. So, I mean, it's fun to be around somebody who's charismatic unless you're trying to get somebody else's attention, and then you sort of avoid people who are charismatic like the plague. And I think there tends to be a general feeling that people who are charismatic may not be as trustworthy or as reliable because they don't have to work as hard at things. So I would just, then again, I think you're either charismatic or you're not. And if you are, fantastic. But charismatic people often don't develop some of the social skills we're talking about because they don't have to. That people are attracted to them and want to be around them, so they may not be as good at being supportive or being organized or being factual or being helpful or being reliable. So just take that off the table. I don't think I'd worry about charisma. All right, read me the rest of that sentence.
If a quiet type individual is stuck in a career that is not well suited to his or her personality, what can he or she do to best fit in with others to avoid feeling drained from too much interaction?
Right. Well, you're talking about four or five different things in that one sentence or so. First of all, you're obviously an intelligent human being who's sort of looking at your life and saying, this may not be the career I want. Well, figure out what the career you want is. because it's much easier to sort of be against something than for something. For example, I can't imagine an introvert being involved in sales, because it's just the opposite of what an introvert. An introvert might be somebody who is interested in, for example, accounting, who is interested in computers, is interested in research, is interested in things that are do not require necessarily a whole lot of interaction with other people. But if you're in sales, I can't imagine an introvert picking sales, because that's something that by definition salespeople will tell you that it doesn't make any difference what the product is, that they're selling themselves. And so if this isn't your strong suit, it's something you're not going to go into. So what you need to do is look at the career you're in and figure out why you got into it to begin with, what makes it appealing or unappealing, and is there anything you can do? And that's certainly the place to start to make it more appealing for yourself. That it may be some of the things we talked about before of just tooting your own horn may be as much just the boss knows on a weekly basis what you've been doing. And that's not only tooting your own horn, that's good career advancement, it's good communication. That your boss not knowing what you're doing puts your boss at a huge disadvantage. And bosses do not necessarily reward people to put them at disadvantages. So it's not so much tooting your own horn as making people aware that you're there, that what resources you can offer them, what help you can offer them, what data you can offer them. And that's just sensible. That's neither introvert or extrovert. That's just being part of a larger, it's just good communication, among other things. So the idea that you're being introverted by not sharing what you're doing is a misnomer. It's just it's being passive aggressive in some ways, and it's going to get you in more trouble than it's worth. Because as I said, if your boss doesn't know what you're doing, it's hard for your boss to appreciate you, let alone reward you, let alone not get sandbagged by somebody saying what's going on here. So, but figure out what the perfect job for you would be, and what qualities would involve, and what you could do. For example, maybe that you want to go back to school, and maybe that you take, as I said, a course in public speaking. But the best way to start someplace is take the strengths that you already have and build on those, as opposed to starting over someplace, unless you feel that you've expanded and you've explored all the things that you can do here, and it's just not interesting to you anymore, then figure out, again, something that may be associated with it, because you're going to have a much easier time making a lateral move than starting from the beginning, especially if you're feeling that sales, you know, selling yourself isn't your strong suit. To convince somebody why they should hire you in a completely different field is a much more difficult task than convincing somebody that you already have the skill level, and what you want to do is add this particular level of responsibility or involvement or clarification or whatever. So it sounds like, my dear, to a certain extent, was this from, I think it sounds like it was from a woman. Is that true?
Yes.
Or can we tell?
Yes. Okay. The question was from Stephanie.
Okay. So, Steph, darling, take the chip off your shoulder and decide that introversion and extroversion, blech. I mean, that the person who actually coined the term, which was Jung, Carl Gustav Jung, really said at the first part of our lives that introverts become extroverts the second part and vice versa. So it sounds like this may be your chance to kind of move into a more extroverted part of your life. But figure out what you want to do. And it's not about being introverted or extroverted. It's about communication. It's about reaching out to other people. It's about being social. It's about being helpful, being reliable, all the things I said. But it sounds like you could maybe have a little more fun at what you're doing, if you can figure out what that is and what you'd like to do about it. But it sounds like the labels are not very helpful to you at this moment. So what if I were you, I would jettison them. All right? Or call me. 855-99. Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. Alrighty, so we're talking about movies' influence on you. I was just checking out To Kill a Mockingbird, and I had forgotten that... I'd forgotten everything past the courtroom scene, because I remember that as being jubilant. Brock Peters played the defendant in the case, the one who was accused of rape. And if you Google it, they've got the cover of the movie, and Harper Lee Rowe did. I think she won a Pulitzer for it, and Gregory Peck, in fact, did win an Oscar for it. It says not suitable for children, and I remember thinking, but wait a minute, what about Scout? Robert Duvall's first movie, too, who played Boo. But then I read the encapsulated summary. I forgot how it ended. It's not a happy story. I mean, I realized that the original story was about rape, but I'd forgotten everything after the courtroom scene, which is my great strength in being able to focus on the positive and let the rest of it go. It's not suitable for children, or at least young children. Okay, so there. But if you've never seen To Kill a Mockingbird, you should go look for it. And as I said, I think it's coming to Broadway, or at least it was scheduled to come to Broadway at one point. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Let's look at some more lessons learned from movies.
Okay, Kate says, urban legends. I always check in the back of the car and under it. I assume this is somehow about some nefarious things go down in a car.
Urban legends.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think urban legends were, you know, like the crocodile. Is that the one where they get kidnapped and they're talking about the albino alligators? That is an urban legend. I can't remember if that was actually the name of the movie as well. But I remember, because that's the first time I'd heard about the albino alligators, that people bought them on vacation and flushed them. So there are all these albino, but it turns out to be an urban legend. This is 1998. A college co-ed suspects that murders around her campus are urban legend-style killings begin to occur on a movie set.
Oh, sure. It looks like
slasher film. Jared Leto, and Alicia Witt.
Interesting.
All right. I don't think I may not have seen movies like that. I don't really like, because I have to watch them through my fingers. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't care
like that. I think I may not have actually seen that. Okay.
Okay, so Dana says Midnight.
That was Jared Leto before he had the ponytail and won the Best Supporting Actor playing a crossdresser.
Oh, what was that?
Dallas
Buyers Club. That's right.
Yeah, Buyers Club.
Yeah. See that.
That's terrific. Well, he won the Oscar for that, and there was no question that he was going to. I mean, that was one of those ones that was just, that was a slam dunk.
Matthew McConaughey is leading that, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon?
Matthew McConaughey is the lead?
Yeah.
He's,
and he was nominated. Did he win this? Well, he won some. I'm trying to remember if he won the Oscar for it. He won the Golden Globe, I think, for it.
Yeah, he's got some chops.
Yeah, he's getting to be a better actor.
Yep.
He was terrific in Magic Mike. He was great in that as well.
My girlfriend hasn't convinced me to see that quite yet.
Oh, that's a better movie than you think it's going
to
be.
Okay, I'll have to give it some.
Channing Tatum, yeah.
Okay, so Dana says, Midnight in Paris gives me radar to not act like the fiancé.
The Woody Allen one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Ways not to behave. You know, one of the things that just occurred to me when you guys were talking was Anti-Mame, the Rosalind Russell one, and that of how to be sort of a wonderful older woman, you know, with and her nephew Patrick Dennis, Anti-Mame. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Here we go. Bonnie says, Gone with the Wind. I handle things pretty well, but sometimes get hit with too much at once, and then I'll remember Scarlett's line, I can't think of that right now, or I'll go crazy. I'll think of it tomorrow.
I think I'll think about it tomorrow. Yeah, yes. In my hoop skirt. Yeah. Scarlett.
Yep. Let's see.
And my kid, I took my daughter, I think one of the reasons she and I share a love of movies, there was one famous weekend in San Francisco where starting at about, I think about 6 o'clock on Friday, between Friday and Sunday night, we saw 8 movies, including Amadeus, which is 3.5 hours. And the hardest part was figuring out the snacks in between. But I'm convinced that part of the reason that she loves movies so much is when she was about, I guess she was about 6 months old, I took her to see Gone with the Wind. And she stayed awake during the, she was really quiet and good. And she stayed awake during the burning of Atlanta. She thought that was great. So.
Huh. Pretty good.
Her early childhood influences.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was a dollar movie.
Yeah, it's a classic, so you got to see it. Melissa says, Eat, Pray, Love. It reminded me to look outside my little box that I currently reside in and remember that there is more to life than being a worker bee.
You know what, kiddo, if you like the movie, which I with Julia Roberts, which I thought was sort of mediocre, get the book. The book is terrific. The book is really wonderful. And if you like the philosophy of it, it comes through even clearer in the book.
My girlfriend's wanted to read the books and then watch the movies and then critique the movies for not following the books closely enough.
Exactly. Except I'll tell you one: do not read Gone Girl before you see the movie, because the movie isn't bad, but it's not nearly as good as the book. And once you've read the book, you know what the movie's about, and you'll lose all interest in the movie.
Oh, sure.
So yeah, I think she's probably, if I were going to advise her, I'd say if you really love movies, see the movie first, then read the book, because otherwise the book will spoil the movie. I'm trying to think. At one point, I remember there was one movie that was better than the book, and I don't even remember what it was. But it was the only one that I thought did a better job of the movie than the book. Now I have to sort of go back through my memory banks and see if I can figure out what it was. Because generally speaking, your imagination is going to do a lot better for you than even CGI.
Right, the movies just so rarely live up to what the book.
Well, and they're going to be specific, and they're not going to be as layered as your imagination, especially like science fiction and stuff like that. That there's only so much they can do, and you can sort of bring so much more to the party with just your own imagination, which is why radio, I think, has existed and continues to exist as long and as in healthy a shape as it can. Is it really does allow you to sort of fantasize about what's going on, not only to imagine things if you're talking about drama, or what people look like if you're listening to a voice, or what the situation is. I mean, even for me, of having callers call and then meeting people, or even my producers. In the last several years, I've had producers that were at a distance, like Trevor and Manny, and I don't meet them till long after I've been working with them. And they don't meet me. So it's one of those things, the first time we meet each other, to kind of readjust our mental images a little bit.
That is a good point. Very interesting.
Yeah. Because you make all sorts of assumptions about what people look like based on how they sound. Mine is always people think I'm shorter than I am for some reason. Apparently I have a short, fat voice. I'm neither short nor fat. A little heavier than I'd like to be, but not fat. 855-993-7569. Movie's coming up, and time for you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.